something to do with it. We are going to attempt to complete right now the material that's going to be on the Bechina a week from Sunday. Meaning, I'm hoping to give you time, starting over Shabbos, where I mentioned to you everyone should bring the Gemara Makkos. I'm hoping that on Monday or Tuesday I will give you some presentation of the Tosafim that are on the Bechina. On Monday and Tuesday I hope to give you also a lot of time to chazer for the Bechina that's going to be on Tuesday after lunch. That's Bekiah. So please bring your Maseches Makkos with you this coming Tuesday. The reason why I'm telling you that, I'm telling you don't bring Sanhedrin, bring Makkos. It's easier to bring one Gemara, a small Gemara, and it's easier in a context that's little. It's not like you'll be learning here in Yeshiva where you have your notes and you have the Kovetz. You have a Makkos with you. It's easy to carry, easy to leave in the Beis Medrash, and you'll be able to learn a lot. So bring your Makkos. Yes. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Tuesday after lunch? Okay, I have to figure out. You'll take it before lunch. Tuesday. You'll take it before lunch. What? During lunch I have a meeting. I can't be here. But you'll take it before lunch. What? I'm telling you, there won't be shir. I'm saying Monday and Tuesday you're going to be chazering Makkos. I'm hoping during that time to go over the Tosafim with you. Okay? In some form or other, there are a lot of Tosafim that I'm hoping to do with you. Please. Additionally, right now, I'm hoping to finish the material that's going to be on the Bechina for next Sunday's Iyun, which means that Wednesday and Thursday next week already, you will have time to begin Chazara for the Bechina on Sunday. I tell you this, no one is able to finish all the material over Shabbos. It never has happened. People try to cram it all in, it doesn't work. At least if you have Wednesday and Thursday used well, and Shabbos, it's possible to go over the material enough. It seems to me on the Bechina there's going to be somewhere around 20 questions. So they're going to be pretty detailed for the Iyun Bechina. So hopefully as soon as you're done with Bekiyas, you're going to shift gears back into Iyun, and I'd like to finish the material now. Yes? No. You should finish to Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Again, if you have any questions on the Gemara, you can ask me. Okay, and you have Rabbi Meth also. I'm sorry, that day that we had a meeting for the Shabbaton, I wasn't able to be here. I apologize. I am hoping, as I said, to go through the Tosafos. Whether I'm going to read them all inside or speak them out, I haven't decided yet. And I had a half a minute of putting up on the board Rabbi Berman's video. Supposedly he has a video, he teaches them. So I would just put up the video and, you know, I'll sit here and learn them myself with him. But we'll see. I have to decide over Shabbos. Depends how much of it I can get done over Shabbos and Sunday. I have a full day on Sunday, even though you guys are off from Yeshiva. I have a whole bunch of things happening, and I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do. So we're going to have to decide by Monday or Tuesday how we're going to get that all done. But we'll get it in. Mirz Hashem. Yes. Hard ones. Good morning. If you want, what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to bring in some exams from, what Masechta did we do last year? Ksubis, Shabbos, I forget what we did. I'll bring in some exams from other Masechtas, and you'll see the style of the questions. It's
not like the other ones, like find the...
No, it's much harder than that. Come on.
I know it is, but
there's a reason why we have an in Shabbos, and you're being given a lot of time to chazer. Yes, Rabbi Danto, I'm sorry.
Shabbos, I would bring a Gemara with you to the Shabbaton.
They're all bringing Makkos.
There will be food served, there will be cider at the meeting. It was only for those guys who were at the meeting, and they might be kind enough to share with everyone else.
They weren't supposed to tell anyone, and you just gave it away.
It's up to them. They can keep themselves around and share.
I like that.
So ask the guys who are at the meeting. Who's at the meeting? You could share with other guys if you want to. It's up to you. Enjoy.
Okay, yeah, there is a lot of time to learn over Shabbos, and I'm hoping, guys, I'm hoping that you'll take advantage of a Beis Medrash, of an atmosphere, and the fact there is a Bechina on Tuesday is always helpful. But seriously, this is supposed to be a model Shabbos for you. it's sometimes harder in our communities to do certain things on Shabbos that we're able to do when we're with the yeshiva. It's even easier when we're actually in yeshiva, you'll see. But, guys, your help will be needed. I'm trying as hard as I can, and I'm fighting City Hall as I always try to do. I like to eat the sudos with the shir. I like to daven with the shir. I don't know exactly how things are being assigned. They didn't tell us everything. You're going to be given a place already on Thursday night or Friday morning where to daven. I ask you all, daven in the place the shir is assigned to daven, and if nothing is assigned, then I'll tell you. If nothing's assigned, go to the front left corner, just like we have in our Beis Medrash, go to that area in the davening area in the hotel, okay? If they assign you, I'll find my way there Friday afternoon. If they don't assign you, go there, okay? I don't know what they're doing. They didn't tell me. Please, everyone, daven together. I think it's very important. Hopefully, we'll all eat together. They're probably going to tell the grades to divide up. Try to eat together with the shir. I'm going to try to bring my family to that area. I think it's important. I'm coming here for Shabbos. I'm coming with you. I eat with my family every week. So I'd like to eat with the Talmidim. I remember last year I thought it was silly. They put me at a table with Mrs. Levitt and Mr. Levitt. It was very fine. I had a good time with Mr. Srego. I came to eat with my Talmidim. And my family wasn't even here last, it wasn't even there last year. So I said, well, like, this is ridiculous. I got up and I moved over to the Talmidim. This is ridiculous. So I don't know exactly why they organize everything the way they do, but try to bear with me. We're in this together, and we should try to have at least the meals together, which means that during those meals we should be able to sing regular smiris the way they always do it, and there's a reason for it, and I get it. After everyone eats, they go to another area, they sit everyone around in a circle. It's easier to coordinate singing that way. But we're used to singing, I hope, at home, at the Suda. We should sing some of the regular Shabbos songs. I don't know if we're going to have Zmir's books with us. I don't know what we're going to have. Something. We should be able to sing something. I have been asked that according to the schedule, which I don't have on me, the schedule says there's a surprise guest storyteller. You're looking at him, okay? I don't know when I'm going to eventually not be a guest, but the surprise I broke, so I'm working on that very hard, okay? Working on that very hard. I am hoping to introduce a song that maybe some of you know. Rabbi Tani Cohen told me that he already taught it to some people, and that should enhance the singing. When there's something new, that usually is exciting, and if we're able to sing the song Friday night, I already spoke to Rabbi Pearl, who's going to be leading the Zmiris Friday night, that I'll be able to jump in at some time. I'm going to photocopy sheets with the words on it, and Mirtz Hashem, bring that to the Tish. It's very important. The involvement of you guys are very important in making this happen for you, and for sure for the whole yeshiva. So I ask you all, in terms of the davening, in terms of the Zmiris, in terms of the eating, in terms of the whole atmosphere in the Beis Medrash, we have to be of those who are leading the way, and please, no pressure, there's no pressure, because you all are there, you're ready for it, so let's just do it and make it an awesome, awesome Shabbos. I feel bad, I miss already the guys who aren't coming. I miss you guys already. I wish you were coming, but you know, everyone has to do what they have to do. But for the rest of us who are going, so please, please bear with me, and let's make this really an awesome, awesome Shabbaton. I'll see you there, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be there before Shabbos. I'm hoping to be there by lunch. I don't know if it's going to happen on Friday afternoon, but Hashem help us, we'll be there on time for Shabbos, which is sometimes tough, believe me. Last question. They haven't told us anything yet. They did officially tell me there's no place for me to stay, so I'm working on things for that also. My family's not coming. I'm sending my wife's going to her sister for Shabbos with the whole family. Maybe Chaim will stay, I'm not sure. But chances are I'll be here myself. They will hopefully confirm everything in the dormitory, everything at the meals. The one thing I know we do have is the Kiddush was already, somebody volunteered to sponsor. We won't say anything yet, but we will say closer to Shabbos. Everything will be worked out, okay? So don't worry about that, Zach. Okay, next week when Rabbi Green is, you know, clearer, Monday I hope to have a meeting with him, and by Tuesday you'll know everything, hopefully. Okay? Is that it? That's it for questions? Okay. Let's now finish the sugya over here. There's one more tosus that I do want to do, because I already wrote a question on it on the Bechina, so I want to finish that. And, what? Good. 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 We yesterday saw, today is November 11th? November 12th. Today is November 12th. Yesterday we saw the Ran. And the Ran, though he asked the question slightly differently than Tosfos, set up for us a manner that would answer Tosfos' question as well. Because the Ran told us that there are two separate elements happening when we're dealing with a Beis Din of Mumchen. One is a halacha concerning the Dayanim themselves, namely that they must be Mumchen, and that's derived from the Pasuk Elokim. A completely separate halacha is that the litigants are not allowed to go to Hedyotos, regular people, because that's a Chil Hashem. They're supposed to go to Mumchen. And that's learned from Lifneichem. Therefore, Rav Abba Branchbigl Shlita, Shneva Rav Shalema, suggested, when I was in his shir in 1988, he suggested that Rashi can use this Ran to answer Tosfos' question from Rashi's perspective. Because we pointed out last time that Tosfos asked the question, he bounced around his answer because of Rashi and Gittin about the Zakenim and so on, and then he gave an answer that Lifneim is coming to teach you Kathir, that the Mumchen have the power to force. And we ask that Rashi in three places either says or strongly implies that Kathir, the power of force, comes from which word? According to Rashi, comes from Elokim. It doesn't come from Lifneim. Therefore, what does Rashi do with Lifneim? If it doesn't cover Kfir, because that's anyhow integrated into Elokim, what is Lifneim coming to teach us? Rabbi Abraham Spiegel suggested, based on the Ran, that Lifneim is coming to teach us this new Isser for the litigants to go to non-Mumchen. That suggestion that the Ran had to answer his question, which was similar to Tosfos' question, works to answer Tosfos' question. In fact, it's a very simple answer to Tosfos' question. Elokim teaches me that the Dayanim have to be Mumchen, and Lifneichem teaches me that the litigants are not allowed to go to Hedyotos. Simple answer to the question. I don't see enough people writing. It's such a simple answer. Yeah. He doesn't say anything about what Lifneihem does, that there's an Isser, he doesn't talk about it. It's just an extra pasuk. So for the sake of Rashi, we can suggest almost anything because there's no way to check, hey, that doesn't fit in. Because Rashi doesn't talk about it. So within Rashi, one can suggest that if another Rishon already utilized Lifneichem for this purpose, and the other attempts that Rishonim had don't work for Rashi, it could be that Rashi believes that Lifneichem is performing the function of telling the litigants, you're not allowed to go to Hedyotos, you have to go to Mumchen. It'd be a Chil Hashem of Esar Shlomakech HaTira, unless there's Shlichusayu. Unless there's Shlichusayu. And Rashi could learn the Gemara and Gittin just like the Ran does in terms of Shlichusayu and so on. This answer is in effect so simple. It really is. To say that there are two dinim, there's a din in the Dayanim, there's a din in what the litigants are and are not allowed to do, you have to ask yourself, why did Tosfos not give that answer? Why did Tosfos shy away from suggesting what the Ran said? And the Pashtus is that he simply doesn't believe that it's true. He doesn't believe that there's an Isser upon the litigants to go to a non-Mumchen court. He doesn't believe in this Esh Hashem L'Kech HaTira. He doesn't believe that there's this Chil Hashem. There is a Chil Hashem when it comes to going to Archol Shel Goyim. That there is. But that extension that the Ran said, that he said, Hu Hadin, this is by Hedyotos, because the Keser Mumchen, Keser Mumchen, the crown of the Mumchen, says Tosfos, I just don't go for that. Who says so? I would much rather say that Lifneichem is telling you Kfir is arrived from Dav Zion that works in Asher Tosim. While the Ran would agree with Rashi that Elokim is already telling me about Kfiya, not Lifnehem. And therefore the Ran and Rashi can be in cahoots in agreeing that there is an equation between Beis and Shel Akum and Beis and Shel Adiel. So they're both a form of Chil Hashem. One's a major one, one's a minor one, but they both are forms of Chil Hashem. And therefore, the Ran and Rashi don't like Tosfos. They say it comes from Elokim. Kfiya comes from Elokim, not Lifnehem. And Tosfos doesn't like the Ran because he doesn't like this Yesod that equates Beis and Shel Akum and Beis and Shel Adiel. There's some sort of an Isser for them to go to a Beis and Shel Hediotos. You know, sometimes when you have a machlokas rishonim, it's easier to figure out what each one, why each one does not hold of the other, than to figure out why each one holds of their own shita. If we would try over here to figure out that since the point of contention is in terms of whether there is this Isser, this Chil Hashem of going to a Beis Din Shel Adiotos, the Ran seems to think there is that somehow as an extension of the Isser of Beis Din Shel Akum, while Tosfos does not buy into that, maybe there is some lumdus to express that. I'm not 100% sure. There's some lumdus to express that. You have to come up with two different definitions of what a Chil Hashem means, and somehow according to one, it applies to Beis and Shel Akum, does not apply to Beis and Shel Adiel, according to the other definition, it applies to both. I could come up with something like that if I wanted to. I didn't feel in this case that was really what was going on, but that was just an intuitive thing. Instead, what I think it boils down to over here, and we'll end this part of the sugya with this, what it boils down to over here is how you teach, how you translate, how you explain the word Elokim. I think that's really where the machlokas stems from. Rashi tells us the definition of the word Elokim is what? Sraris Rabbonis. What does the Ran think? I'm sorry, what does Tosfos think? What does Tosfos think is the definition of Elokim? He does not learn that from Elokim. He learns it from Lifnechem. How does he explain what the word Elokim is? In our Gemara, it says, V'nikra balabayis elo Elokim. How does he understand Elokim? Yeah. Mumchen. What does it mean, mumchen? It's true they happen to be smuchen, but that's not what the word mumchen means. It does mean judges. A judge who's an expert, I'd stick more with the expertise. I decided to look at other places in the Torah where it uses the word Elokim. Because Rashi used the Targum, no, to define his Elokim as Lashon Rabbonis. If you look up that particular Targum, the Rashi quotes, Re'ein Satich Elokim Uparo, the Unklus, the Targum, translates Elokim as Rav. It's Lashon Rabbonis. But go even further back into Parshas Bereishis, where the Nochash said to Chava and Adam, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll be what? You'll be V'yisem Kelokim. That's not a Lashon of Soros and Rabbonis. It doesn't say that. You know what it says? It says the word Chakmin, from the word Chochem. Wise. Smart. Knows a lot. Expert. Mumchen. Tosfos probably understood V'nikra Baal Bayis Elo Elokim. We know it's referring to the judges. You know what it means? What's a judge? What's a judge? A chacham. A mumche. Smuchen means they were approved by their Rebbe that you passed all the tests. Right? That says you are a mumche. You are a chacham. So I think that's where this all stems from. When they were reading the Pasuk V'nikra Baal Bayis Elo Elokim, how did they want to translate that Elokim? Does that Elokim mean Chakmin, experts? That's what Tosfos thought. While the Ran understood that word to mean Rav, Rabbonus, authority. And because of that, you just feed it into the assembly line. If this is what you think Elokim means, what do you think Lifnecha means? What do you think this other thing means? Each one then has to follow suit after you have your basic definition of Elohim, there's a ripple effect onto how you use all the other terms. So in this case, rather than coming up with a lumdish explanation, two different understandings of Chil Hashem, which I feel it's really a different sugya, I don't know, I'd have to look up all the other sugyas about Chil Hashem to see, is there really a way to understand this way, that way, that we can include based in Shel Akum and not include, or yes, include based in Ladiotos? You understand, it didn't seem to me that was the way to go. It seemed that the machlokas would be more local. And this sugya is, how do you translate the word Elohim? What does it mean? And once you do that, everything else should fall into place. Okay, any questions on that? Yeah.
If we say Tosos is an old like the Ron, don't we still make the question on how he answers that to Rashi?
Who answers for Rashi? Tosos doesn't care. You have to know, I'll tell you like this, what I mean by he doesn't care. Listen, everyone please listen to this. This is important. You will see sometimes when we learn not the Chidushe Haran, but often we have a Ran in the back of the Gemara. And we don't have a Ran in the back of this Gemara, do we? We have a Nukei Yosef. It's true with the Nukei Yosef also. Or with the Rush. You'll find sometimes Rishonim will start by quoting an earlier Rishon, ask a question, and then seem to give an answer where we know it doesn't really answer for that Rishon they were dealing with. And they'd never tell you that they shifted into their own opinion. But Rishonim do that all the time. The Rishonim are more interested in how they learn the Gemara than necessarily to defend Rashi. So Tosfos, when he seems to be caring for Perish Bekuntris, Rashi's Pshat Mesechus Gittin, it's only because he knows that, and maybe that's the way he learned the Gemara too. But when he gives his Venir Lefarish, he's not saying this is the answer for Rashi. He's saying his own Pshat in the Sugya. Okay? And I'm saying Rishonim do that a lot. In the Rosh, you see it all the time. In the Ran, when it's in the back, you see it all the time. They start with Rashi, they don't say it's Rashi. They start and you think they mean it's their Pshat. Then they ask Akasha, then they go off of it to something else. They don't defend it. And sometimes they'll hold a little bit of the earlier Rishon's Pshat and change only some. And you just got to follow it and figure it out. Are they trying to defend, or are they trying to say their own? It's not always easy, but that's something we have to do when we learn. Okay, let's take a look at the toast on the top of Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara told us, Rabbi Chanina, Echad din imamin is vechad din nefoshes bedrish v'chakira, midharaisa, you would have a halacha of needing drish v'chakira both by din imamines and by din nefashis. Why? Because the pasuk says, mishpat echad yielochem. Says Tosfos, shenemar mishpat echad yielochem. V'im tomar, tepuk lei. That's not tamali. That's not Talmud Lomar. Tepuk lei. Let them learn out. Instead of learning from Mishpat Echad Yielochem, let them learn out that rule that there's Drishim Chakira both by Dinim Mamnes and Dinim Nefashis, De'ikr Drishim Chakira be'edim Zomim Ksiv, the Parsha Shoftim. The main place that Edim Zomim, that Drishim Chakira comes up, is by Edim Zomim. And Edim Zomim occurs B'dinei Mominus, B'dinei Nefashis. Therefore, Drish of Chakira should apply by all Dinei Mominus and Dinei Nefashis. Why do you need to have a new Drosha Mishpat Echad Yielochem? Asks Tosfos. Simply the fact that the main place that Drish of Chakira is brought in is by Edim Zomim, which is both by Mominus and Nefashis, implies that by all Dinim Mominus and all Dinim Nefashis, we have Drishim Chakira. I'm trying to remember if I actually figured out that Pshat and Tosis myself, or the Tosa Rush helped me out. Please take a look at the Tosa Rush. I know the Tosa Rush helped me figure out Pshat and the answer. I don't remember if the Tosa Rush helped me figure out Pshat and the question, or that was easy enough to figure out myself. So therefore I read it to you straight, but we'll read the Tosa Rush, who explains the question and the answer of which we haven't read yet. Please open to the Tosa Rush, It's on page Beis, which is the beginning of Daf Gimel and Aleph. Oh, that's not good. Figure that out. That's strange. 10:30. Okay. Tosa Rosh. It's before the Chiddush Aran. It's after the Meiri. Tosa Rosh. Dav Gimel Min Aleph. What? It's the beginning of one that we saw before. That's correct. Frek the Tosa Rosh. Vitema. Tapukli. That's the tough lamed. Tapukli de ikr drishim chakir be'edim zomim ksiv. Ve'edim zomim ayri me'medine momnes ben medine nefashis. The main rule of drishim chakira is in the parish of Edim Zomim. And Edim Zomim Airi is talking both Bedinim Momenis and Bedinim Fashis. Therefore, it still doesn't spell out the therefore. Therefore, why do you need Mishpat Echad Yilachem? You can learn that by all Dinim Momenis and Bedinim Fashis. Just like me, Edim Zomim, so to all Dinim Fashis and Bedinim Momenis has Drisha Chakira. V'yesh Lomar, back to Tosfos. V'yesh Lomar. D'mikom Mokom, nevertheless. We would not have required drishim chakira by other dinei mamonis. Eladafka be'edim zomim. We would have thought that drishim chakira is only be'edim zomim. Ilav tichsiv mishpat echad. If we did not have mishpat echad, if we did not have mishpat echad, we would not have thought that there'd be drishim chakira by all dinei mamonis just because there is by Edim Zomim. We would have thought that it's dafka by Edim Zomim this drishim chakira. Why should that be true? I'm going to have to figure that out too. Again, demikol mokum lo havim atzrochina drishim chakira b'shar dinei mamonis. We would not have required drishim chakira by other dinei mamonis, el dafka by Edim Zomim. We would have only had it made him zomim, ilav dechsiv mishpat echad. If it did not write mishpat echad, only because you have mishpat echad do we know that you need drishim chakira by shar dinim amenis. Without it, we would have thought there's only drishim chakira by edim zomim. So we need mishpat echad. Why should this be only by edim zomim? Drishim chakira. What's so special about Edim Zomim? That you would think it's only a din by Edim Zomim. Three times, that's where the case is. By the way, what you two said is just contradictory. Until you have Hetiv, and then you're all together. So somehow with Hetiv, they're all in that place. Good, so they're all in that place. So therefore what? Why would you have thought, because they're all in that place, that it only applies there? It is the source. Well, Tosas Havamina was what? The Iker thing is it's there, and therefore he thinks you can apply it everywhere. All of a sudden, he sticks his tongue at you in his maskon, and he says, oh, well, since that's the main place it is, maybe that's the only place it is. What happened? What changed? What is unique about Edim Zomim? Yeah. How do you know that it applies by Mamonis and Nefashis? Only for Mishpat Echad. Since Edim Zomim is by Dinei Mamonis and Dinei Nefashis, so therefore that alone would have caused you to think it's more Chomer. Why do you say it's more Chomer? I don't know if that makes it more Chomer. It just happens to be the type of thing. Edim Zomim just means I have two pairs of Edim. It's good, we're learning Makis. We know what Edim Zomim are. It's two people and another two people. That doesn't make it more Chomer. It's a type of case that happens to apply by any Mominus or Nefashis. I don't know why that should make it unique. That should make it special that only it requires Jisho Hakira. Yeah.
I think it's special because, like, since they are, like, disproving the other, since they're disproving the other Edim.
Okay.
Special Rishon HaKira to overturn like a ruling of Basin.
Now you're already saying something. Now you're already saying there's something that happens by Edom Zomim that is unique. There's two Edom, we're saying something against another two Edom, and what, who do we decide to believe? The second pair. There's a big chiddush here. There's a lot going on here, and therefore we need to clarify further. We may need to do Drisha v'Chakira. Take a look at the Tosa Rosh. Take a look at Tosa Rosh. Yeah. They could be. That's true. Okay, what would you like to happen if there's Edom HaMakhishin, the whole case falls apart? Yeah. Okay, but we don't have psukim by Edom Shemakhishim Zezeh that tell us that there's Drisha v'Chakira. So we can't start or end with other cases. We can only deal with the cases the Torah does talk about.
Yeah, but once you're saying what Gonelli said, that if you, that it only, Drisha v'Chakira, yeah, it says by Edom Zomim, but it only applies to Edom Zomim because they are unique in that they're just proving other Edom, but they're
not. They're unique in the sense that there's a conflict between the Edom, and the Torah said in those cases that you have to do Drisha v'Chakira. So if we're going to learn about the need for Drisha v'Chakira, it might be something that applies by those cases. It's possible, I understand what you're saying, that it could apply to other cases as well, but the fact of the matter is, Edom Zomim is a very unique type of case. Now, let me also explain to you another thing. Do you know what the Drisha v'Chakira is? Well, what are those questions? It's all about where and when, right? When you have Edom Shemakhishin Zezeh, that's not what we're talking about. They're saying, I saw him kill with a gun, and I saw him kill with a sword. That's not Drisha v'Chakira. That's Bedikos. It's a separate thing. What you would call cross-examining the witnesses. Drisha v'Chakira is a very specific thing. Where and when. Which are uniquely necessary by Edom Zomim because, what is the second pair of Edom saying? You were not there then. That's the whole point. The Drisha v'Chakira enables us to set these two against each other. Otherwise, if the entire testimony of the Edom is different from each other, sword, gun, that's not needed Drisha v'Chakira, that's something else. I think I'm answering you better now than I did originally. Okay? You had to get me thinking first. Take a look at the Tosa Rosh. I think what Eli said is correct. Look at the Tosa Rosh. It says there's a V'yesh Lomar. Even though he says it in a funny way, but let's see. V'yesh Lomar. De'i lav de'ashkecha nami drish v'chakira gam din nefashis. If not for the fact that we find drish v'chakira also by din nefashis, what does it mean also by din nefashis? What's the not only before that also? Edom Zomim. Good. If not for the fact that we also find Drisha v'Chakira not only by Edom Zomim but also by all other Dinei Nefashos, how do we find it by all other Dinei Nefashos, not just by Edom Zomim? How do we know that? What? That interesting. Hetev Mishpat. Interesting. Let me think about that. V'yesh Lomar. The ilav the ashkan nami drish v'chakira gam din nefashos. See, he doesn't say. That's interesting. Is it because of Hetev or is it because of Mishpat? What did Tosas say back over here about Hetev and Mishpat? He said you need both, right? Tosas told us you need both. Even if you have Mishpat, you still need Hetev because lichdavil rachmanu b'chada. So we need both. Okay. So let's say both. Let's keep it simple. Says Tosa Rosh, the lav the Ashkenami Drish v'Chakira gam din nefashos. If we did not find that Drish v'Chakira is also by other din nefashos because of using Mishpat Echad and because of using Hetev, then lo have a yalfino and shar din mamis from Edom Zomim. Then we would not have learned other din mamis from Edom Zomim. In other words, we understand for sure by all din nefashos that there's Drish v'Chakira. That we know. But had we not been told that fact, which we learned from Mishpat Echad, which we learned from Hetev, then we would never have figured out Shadine Mamanis Edom Zomim. Why? To have a meaning, would have thought, Shiny Edom Zomim. Edom Zomim is different within Dine Mamanis cases. Edom Zomim is different. The Mishum Shemakhishin or Edom Zezer. Because there is a contradiction between the testimony of the witnesses, Tzorich Lidarsham Ulachokram. We need to do Jerisha V'Chakira. So, Tosa Rosh says, if we did not have Mishpat and so on, Mishpat Echad, then we would have thought what? We would have thought Edom Zomim is unique. Edom Zomim is unique because it's a situation of contradiction between two witnesses, two pairs of witnesses, and it's the type of contradiction that only can fully be established if we do Drish V'Chakira. You got to know where it happened and when it happened, specifically, precisely, to the minute. You got to know they were there at the same time. As we saw in Maseches Makis. We all saw that in Maseches Makis. You can't be in this place in the morning, that place in the evening, unless you have a flying camel. Right? So we need to know exactly what time things happen. That's what Drishim Chakir is all about. So if we only knew about Edom Zomim, thank you. If we only knew about Edom Zomim, we would think that only by Edom Zomim do we have Drisha B'Chakira, but not by all other cases. Dine Mamanis cases. Oh. Because Dine Nefoshes cases, we would know it anyway. Because of Mishpat Echad, because of Hetev Hetev. But we would not have known by other cases besides Dine Zomim by Dine Mamanis. Kamash Malon, Mishpat Echad, teaches us that this also applies by Dinim Mamanus, by all Dinim Mamanus. Right? That's what Tosa's answer is. Tosa's answer is that had we only known Edom Zomim, we would have thought it's only Edom Zomim, and we gave the reason why. Because that's a unique type of case which requires Drisha Chakira in order to establish that they are Edom Zomim, that they were there at the same time, same place, different place, the same time. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk of Mishpat Echad, to teach us that even by Dinim Mamanus, Mishpat Echad teaches us that there is Drisha Chakira. Okay, so what was the Havamina of Tosfos? Why did Tosfos' Havamina not understand that Edom Zomim are unique? I mean, he knew that Edom Zomim is a process of law that requires Jewish Hakira to establish that Edom Zomim exists. He knew that fact. Tosfos knew that fact in his Havamina too. Why, when Tosus asked the question, did he think, since the main Drisha V'Chakira is by Edom Zomim, and Edom Zomim is by Mamanus and Nefoshes, it spreads the wealth to all of them? And then his maskana, he turns on us and says, no. Edom Zomim is unique. We only would have known this din by Edom Zomim, because that's where it nicely belongs, until Mishpat Echad tells you to spread it. What was his Havamina? What's his maskana? What was Tosis thinking in his use of the din of Edom Zomim, Drisha V'Chakira of Edom Zomim, and what's his maskana about how Drisha V'Chakira of Edom Zomim applies? Yeah.
His Havamina was, since Edom Zomim was by Dine Mamanos and Dine Nefashos, and since we have Drisha V'Chakira,
But that fact he knew even in the Havamina. It's not something he discovered. He didn't discover all of a sudden that the Edom contradict each other, and that's why there's a certain uniqueness. Why was that uniqueness ignored in the Havamina?
Like in the Havamina, it was irrelevant because since it applies by both, the Havamina was that it would be.
But maybe it only applies by Edom Zomim by both. Why would you think it applies by Shaar Dinei Mamanus and Shaar Dinei Nefoshes by both? And by Shaar Dinei Nefoshes, we know even in the Havamina Tosfos it applies for, because that they assumed Mishpat Echad works for that. It's just to jump Mishpat Echad by Dinei Mamanus to other cases besides Edom Zomim. So how come his Havmir didn't get that? The Maskana does. So remember the ice cream cone mushel? Which we really used earlier. I just don't know why I didn't explain it earlier. Do you remember at one point we were learning the Gemara, and the Gemara said that if you have Gzeilos v'Chavolos, you would assume that's referring to all Dinei Mamonos. Just Gzeilos v'Chavolos are the only ones mentioned because the main drasha is over there. So how did we explain that? The iceberg mushel, is that what we use, the iceberg mushel? What did that mean, the iceberg mushel? It meant that there's a whole big thing, it's a whole category of Dinei Mamonos, but the ones that stick out are the ones where you learn it from, the Ikar Drasha, Ikar Drasha. The Ikar Drasha, Ikar Drasha. The Ikar Drasha is from here, so we talk about Gzeilos v'Chavolos, but really it's implying that there's an entire category. Tosas Havamin here is the same type of idea. Tosas Havamin is that it mentions it by Edom Zomim, where it's most necessary, it's most prevalent, it's most relevant, that's the Ikar Drasha. But his Havamina is that that is just a simon of an entire category. All of Dinei Mamonos.
What?
Edom Zomim,
is it just a simon for Dinei Mamonos?
Correct. The reason why Jewish Chakir is mentioned here is in the Havamina, Gufa, because of the same thing that he knows in the Maskana. It's needed over here. This is where Edom HaMakhishim says that. Because of HaShlishi V'Achir B'Neim. So you have to have it over here. But it's just the simon of an entire category, his Havamina thinks. And therefore Tos asks the question, what do I need Mishpat Echad for? Learn it all out from Edom Zomim, because Edom Zomim is a simon of the whole category of Shad Dinei Mamonos. Yes. This is specified, the place we mention it, because that's the Ikar, that's where we really need it. V'yesh Lomar answers Tosfos, according to the way Tosfos Rosh would learn, Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh would be the same. The answer Tosfos holds no. Edom Zomim is its own Siba. This is its own unique mechanism that teaches you that you have to have Drisha Chakir by Edom Zomim. And we would not think to apply that anywhere else. It's not a simon of a whole category. It's a unique mechanism that applies dafka and only dafka by Edom Zomim. Mishpat Echad is going to tell you Shar Dinei Mamonos. So the Havamina Maskana changes in terms of what is the purpose of Drisha V'Chakira being mentioned specifically by Edom Zomim. Is that a simon of the entire category of Shar Dinei Mamonos also have halacha of Drisha V'Chakira? Or is it written specifically there as a siba, as a mechanism that specifically belongs to over there? And Mishpat Echad is what's going to fill in everything else. So Tosfos looked at the Gemara, he says, why do I have to learn from Mishpat Echad? Can't you understand that this din by Edom Zomim is just a simon to the whole category? V'yesh Lomar, it's not. He doesn't bring a raya to it. V'yesh Lomar says, it's not. The Gemara clearly understands that it's its own standalone mechanism, and you need Mishpat Echad to fill in the rest. Yeah. No, the pasuk that tells us the halacha of Drisha V'Chakira is the mechanism by Edom Zomim to require Drisha V'Chakira.
Yeah, so how does Mishpat then equate that to something else if it's like...
So that's what the drasha does. It says Mishpat Echad. Despite the fact that there are differences between this halacha and that halacha, it's got to be a smooth Mishpat Echad. Especially like Tosfos Rosh learned earlier, in the function. Not in the dayonim. But in the function. This is how Bati Din function. Okay, realize especially, never does Tosfos think, even as Havamina, by Dinei Nefashos, that Mishpat Echad doesn't do that. And you read Tosfos Rosh carefully especially, you'll see, never did he think that by Dinei Nefashos, there was any Havamina involved. It's all because of Mishpat Echad. What Rabbi Chanina did was he stated that the Dinei Mamonos follows suit, Mishpat Echad does the same thing for that too. So already they understood even in the Havamina that by Edom Zomim, it's not that unique when it comes to Dina Nefashis. They knew that Mishpat Echad will do it. So the question is, will Mishpat Echad do it by Dina Mominus too? Or no, you say, no, the Mizomim is going to stand unique to some extent. So, okay, yes.
That's the
Maskana of Tosfos. That's the Maskana. Maskana is that Mishpat Echad connects everything, despite the fact that it looked like it was only... What are you saying? I'm sorry. You put these two things together. You say, if Edom Zomu is the tip of the iceberg, then we know all the dinim also already. We don't need Mishpat Echad.
But I'm saying, by the Tosfos before...
Yeah, but Tosfos before is saying it because he knows this Gemara that says Mishpat Echad. Tosfos before, in Tosfos Yaakol, he's asking, why don't we learn this Mishpat Echad, that Mishpat Echad? He already understands Mishpat Echad, like what we're up to in the Gemara. Okay? Tosfos is asking, over here on top of Gimel and Aleph, let's say I don't have Mishpat Echad. Well, Tosfos on Beis Amid Beis was going with the assumption, we already have Mishpat Echad, we know what it does. It's only over here on the spot, on Gimel and Aleph, where Tosfos is asking, why do I need that? V'yesh Lomar, this is why I need it. Beis Amid Beis is, in a sense, going after what this Tosfos discusses here in Daf Gimel. Okay, it's just understanding. We know what the maskana is. Why? We'll get that enough gimel. We know what it is. Mishpat, that's what it's used for. That's on base.
We need to learn certain things from Hodos and Rosh by connecting with those of Rosh too.
Yeah. Either through Erev Parshis or through Mishpat Echad. Yeah. Okay? Okay. Rabosei, I'm going to give you a 10-minute break. Okay? And come back afterwards with your Pischei Baruch, is one of my favorite shmuzin and precious told us. So please come back in 10 minutes. The sheer end